Holos Rusinjev Amerika.
Dobri večer, dame i panove, i vitajte na relaciju Holos Rusinjev Amerika. Prihodimo ko vam kaže nedilju na stanicu Rusin FM, vaše rusinske radio, o 5.4. godine u Pittsburghu, a 5.10. godine u Prijašovi. Ja jem Din Poloka, a dneska je nedilja 13. februara 2022. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Holos Rusinjev Amerika, Voice of Russians in America, the Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time, here on Russin FM, your Russian radio station, archived on our media page, c-rsmedia.org. I am your host, Dean Poloka, and today is Sunday, February 13th, 2022. As we start today's broadcast, I would like to wish happy belated birthdays to two of my family members. First one, my wife, Carrie Poloka, whose birthday was on Friday, the 4th of February. Carrie's been supportive of all of the things I've done throughout my life, including this radio broadcast, Loving Any Folk Ensemble, and all things Russin. And a very happy birthday to my sister, who celebrated Friday the 11th, Beth Liberator. Beth has been integral with Sloviani for many decades, first as a member, then as a parent, and then as a musician. And we're going to start today's broadcast by playing a song for both of them. First, we have Roland, which is a group that my wife Carrie likes a lot. And after that, we go to the Sloviani Folk Ensemble, a number where Beth is playing the flute. And this comes from one of our concerts from a couple years back, one of our finale numbers. Happy birthday, Carrie and Beth.
Šumni ružan na jasnom slunečku Mam ja radis preveliku u svojim srdečku Bo mi ide tomu frajir s kraja daleko Tam ide se potišenja do srca mojo Štiri roke švito budim daleke čužini A ja doma sama spala v bilenkoj perini Ružanci ša je modlima za joho zdravičko Ruša išči do buhetu mi ljubo janičko Čviti mišac, a i čviste na jasnem nebočku Mu je niča, mu je nožka, bizrekem ja ročku Subjeku ma prka sanu, površe kolina Alička ša je u menjak, jak polju kalina Subjeku ma prka sanu, površe kolina Alička ša je u menjak, jak polju kalina Učit ću ljubiti Hodat za mnom tomu kopci Na ovako kraju Mimo vode djevči doljki Pokoja ne daju Vjetra teža v parici Škoda toho času Kukajte v na romotu Nema moju krasu Bo mi prišao tomu janjih S kraja daleko Predelito, a na oči budu žetajo Bo mi prišao tomu janjih S kraja daleko Predelito, a na oči budu žetajo
Thank you.
Even though this broadcast is sponsored by the Carpatha Russian Society, we need your support, ladies and gentlemen, to help keep us on the internet. If you would like to make a donation, please get in touch with me, Dean Poloka, at area code 412-877-9351. 412-877-9351, or you can send me some email at this address, dean.poloka@gmail.com. dean.poloka@gmail.com. I would like to thank good friend Larry Kozlowski for his donation to the Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program. I've known Larry for, well, since I was a little child. I know Larry and my dad worked together with different ethnic items, including the Pittsburgh Folk Festival and others throughout the decades. Thank you very much, Larry, for your donation. And Larry would like you to know that the University of Pittsburgh will this year again have a virtual Spring Festival of the Egg. This is a cultural celebration of spring. It is free and it is virtual, a family-oriented event welcoming the coming of spring in many ethnic traditions, as featured by members and friends of the Nationality Room committees at the University of Pittsburgh. Videos will include egg decorating, palm weaving demonstrations, ethnic cooking demonstrations, the Festival of Colors, ethnic recipes, butter lamb carvings, and much more. This is sponsored by the University of Pittsburgh, as well as the Polish Nationality Room Committee, the Nationality Room Committees, Polish Falcons, and the Carpatho Russian Society. This will take place Sunday, March 20th, from 9 a.m. until 11:59 p.m. And to register for this event, again, it is virtual, you need to go to this address, calendar.pitt.edu, and look up Sunday, March 20th, 2022, Virtual Spring Festival of the Egg. So that is Sunday, March 20th, 9 a.m. to 11:59 p.m., and that is the 2022 Virtual Spring Festival of the Egg, University of Pittsburgh virtual event. Go to calendar.pitt.edu and look up Sunday, March 20th.
Is a wonderful place for families to be close together and to have social activities together. There's so many more opportunities for kids that they're trying to bring us all in as families with the bowling, with the basketball.
I joined the GCU because of my wife. 51 years old, I'm a structural engineer. I work for a company that designs and builds broadcast towers. Been married for 28 years, have two children, daughter 21, a son 17. I participate in the National Golf Tournament, the National Bowling Tournament, in some district events. That's a good organization, very family-oriented.
GCU for life, GCU. Fraternally yours.
For more information on member benefits such as life insurance, annuities, and Medicare supplement plans that the GCU offers, please give them a call toll-free at 1-800-722-4428. You can also check out all of their rates and products online by logging on to their webpage, GCUUSA.com. GCUUSA.com. Or give them a call toll-free, 1-800-722-4428. 1-800-722-4428. Today's historic focus will be on the GCU, and that is because tomorrow, February 14th, they will celebrate their 130th birthday. Originally called the Greek Catholic Union of Russian Brotherhoods in the United States of America, in Russian, Soyedenie Greco-Katolicheskich Ruskich Bratstvo v Spojenich Statiuch Amerike, is the oldest still-functioning Russian-American fraternal organization, established in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, on February 14, 1892. The basic goals of the organization were to unite Greek Catholics who speak Russian, to provide insurance against work-related accidents for its members, to encourage education by supporting the construction of schools and churches, and to protect the widows and children of its members. In 1891, at a meeting of Greek Catholic clergy, a plan was formed to unite the independent lodges and form a stronger bond between the Russian people who had settled across Pennsylvania, New York, Connecticut, Illinois, and New Jersey. The organizational meeting took place February 14, 1892. Since all the lodges were associated with Greek Catholic churches, it made sense to call it the Greek Catholic Union of Russian Brotherhoods in the United States of America. Originally began with 743 members and $600 in assets. The founding president was businessman John Zinchak Smith, and among other long-term chairmen were John Uhrin, Michael Juhasz, John Sekerak, Stephen Koch, George Batko, and today, George Juba. The Greek Catholic Union operated an orphanage which opened in Elmhurst, Pennsylvania from 1921 to 1948, helped construct many Greek Catholic churches, and financed the construction of the Byzantine Catholic Seminary in 1951. In the past, it had a very active youth branch and athletic organization called the Sokols. It published Russian language school books, Russian and English language newspapers for members such as the Merikansky, Ruskiy Vyestnik, and the GCU Messenger, which is still in production today, now as the GCU Magazine. The Greek Catholic Union also took an active role in homeland politics, first supporting the call for unification of Russian-inhabited lands with Czechoslovakia in 1918, then criticizing that country for its refusal to grant autonomy to Podkarpatska Rus, and finally opposing the Soviet annexation of that province in 1945. After 1945 and the imposition of communist rule in Central Europe, the Greek Catholic Union was unable to maintain further contact with Russians in the homeland. At its height in 1929, the Greek Catholic Union had 133,000 members in 1,328 lodges. When they celebrated their 100th anniversary in 1992, there were 40,000 members in 120 lodges, with total assets over $210 million. Of course, today the GCU has grown to a multi-billion dollar company, but the goals remain the same as the vision of their founders. They are still very active in Russian history, heritage, supporting not only this radio program with their financial support, but also the Carpatho Russian Society. By the outset of the 20th century, the Greek Catholic Union moved their headquarters from eastern to western Pennsylvania and was based in Homestead for the longest time, and since 1987, moved to a large state of land near Beaver, Pennsylvania, where they have their headquarters, Seven Oaks. There's a housing plan there, and also the St. Nicholas Chapel, which is a wooden church that is patterned off many different styles of wooden churches in the Carpathian Mountains. So happy birthday, GCU, celebrating your 130th birthday tomorrow, February 14th.
Weter weje, otwór mi lat were, nech ja widim, aj nie widim, kto leży przy tebe. Nech ja widim, aj nie widim, kto leży przy tebe. Szuchajczyk malowany na obydwie strony.
Z jednej strony liczka, sypo baruszyczka,
a z tej drugiej strony prawej moju prymny frajer. A z tej drugiej strony prawej moju prymny frajer.
the latest Carpatho-Rusyn Society Let's Talk Rusyn Genealogy. This Wednesday, February 16th, another installment online will take place with host Dr. Dolores Fedishin. Learn more about Bubba's story through census records. Many of us know what the census is, but how can we use it to find about our lives and our Rusyn ancestors? Dr. Dolores Fedishin, a retired library faculty member from Penn State University, will tell you how. If you are a member of the Carpatho-Rusyn Society, you will have received an email. You need to register for this, so in that email, click where it tells you to click to register, and go ahead and do so. So that is this Wednesday, February 16th, 7:30 p.m. to 9. It is a Zoom meeting, and it is Let's Talk Rusyn Genealogy featuring Dr. Dolores Fedishin. She'll tell you all about Bubba's story through census records.
Vinočku, oj chodila, hovorila, ne je toho, što mljubila. Oj chodila, hovorila, ne je toho, što mljubila. Ne je, ne je, tak ne bude, vzjali joho čuži ľudje, vzjali joho v čužinu, a ja byt na vzjalu. Vzjali joho u čužinu, a ja byt na vzjalu vinu.
Raz ja idu do rohoju, a vin stoji ti z druhoju.
A menic ja srce kraje, čo vin druhu objímaje. A menic ja srce kraje, čo vin druhu objímaje. Milá nežurícia, ja še chlopec nečenícia, jak ja budu žili dísia, dám ti piva na pitísia. Jak ja budu žili dísia, dám ti piva na pitísia.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining me today on Holos Rusinju Amerika, Voice of Russians in America, the Carpatho-Russian Society Heritage Program. Join me again next Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time for another broadcast. Don't forget you can listen to our archives any time of the day or night. Visit our media page, c-rsmedia.org, to listen to everything from 2004 to today's broadcast. Hey, why not go and binge listen? Binge listen? Yeah, you know what that is. You binge watch a show from beginning to end. Won't you binge listen? I think I just created a new noun there. Binge listen. Well, new verb, baby, that is. Binge listening. But you can listen to us at c-rsmedia.org. You can also, quote-unquote, binge listen Russin FM any time of the day or night. They have their archives of their different shows, as well as live shows and wonderful broadcasting. Go to russin.fm, russin.fm. And don't forget to visit our parent page, the Carpatho-Russian Society, at c-rs.org, c-rs.org, where you can become a member if you're not already a member of the Carpatho-Russian Society. You can shop our online store and much more. So that is c-rs.org. We'll see you all next Sunday. Trimajte se krasno tjedan. S Bohom.
За мене не забудь, не забудь, бо як Саня забудеш, нігда моя не будеш. Висить ябко висить, айбо впасти мусить, котра дівка файна, замуж вийти мусить. Марічко, ти чуєш, о-о-о-о-о, а люби мене, води з погара білого, дай ми ся напити, буду тя любити. Висить ябко висить, айбо впасти мусить, котра дівка файна, замуж вийти мусить. Марічко, ти чуєш, о-о-о-о-о, а люби мене, а любе мене голо-голо-голо, без сорок.
hlase Rusinil Amerika.